survey, most Americans oppose allowing men to compete against women in sports, oppose puberty blockers for children. By Warner Todd Houston on April 14, 2023. A new poll finds that a majority of Americans oppose the radical transgender agenda, especially in schools, by standing against men competing as transgender women in sports and giving puberty blockers to children. A recent YouGov poll conducted for The Economist finds bad news for the radical left on the issue of transgenderism. Among other cultural matters, the poll asked 1,500 respondents their opinions on transgender athletes, drag shows, parental rights, and dangerous surgical and medical transgender procedures. Majorities of the Americans told the pollsters that they oppose transgender women competing against real women. 55%, and even greater 60% agreed that schools must inform parents when kids want to use woke pronouns in school. And 53% opposed allowing children to be subjected to life-changing transgender therapies such as puberty blockers. The poll also revealed stiff opposition to drag shows, especially for allowing children to attend them. Drag shows had 64% opposition, with 50% saying no one under 18 should be allowed to participate in them and 14% saying they should be outright banned. Meanwhile, only 25% said drag shows should be open for all to attend without restriction. However, there was no overall support for legislation addressing transgender issues. Only 27% said legislatures are focusing the right amount on new anti-transgender laws for schools, while 32% said legislatures are spending too much time on the issue. Also, 18% said there was too little focus on the issues, while 24% were not sure. Finally, the issue of removing inappropriate books from school libraries also did not have significant opposition or support, though opposition to removing the books was slightly higher. In the question of schools banning books with stories about transgender youth in them, 29% strongly supported such policies, with 14% somewhat supporting the idea. Meanwhile, 32% opposed removing the books, with 14% somewhat opposed to the policy. In this case, those opposing eliminating inappropriate books won by a scant 3%. The final result is that Americans generally oppose the radical transgender agenda, especially when it impacts kids. The survey, conducted between April 8 and April 11, has a plus or minus 3.1% margin of error. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.